After surviving such a traumatic entry into this world, the baby carried his late uncle's name and soon became known to all as Fred Allen. Though his years had been short, Uncle Fred Freeman had developed quite a reputation for his musical talents, playing several instruments even though he had never taken a single lesson. So when the younger Fred showed an interest in song, the family wasn't surprised to see him following in the footsteps of his namesake. Despite their poverty, the Allens had acquired an old upright piano, and while it couldn't hold much of a tune, Velma could hammer out a few familiar hymns and folk songs. In his early days, Fred would sit in Velma's lap and toy with the keys as she played, her fingers bearing calluses from working double shifts in the weaving room. Like many toddlers, Fred began tapping a few rhythms on the ivories, but his talents quickly proved to be anything but typical. By the tender age of 3, he was already performing entire songs on the piano by heart. Having been warned at her son's birth that he had been touched, Velma was alarmed by this unusual behavior. So much so that she tried to keep Fred's talents a secret, even from her husband, Grady, a hard-working man known to numb his frustrations by making it to the bottom of a bottle. Because Fred not only shared his uncle's talents, but also his blue eyes and strong jawline, Velma feared that Mahaley may have been correct in her claims that sometimes, when a baby is born so near in time and place to another person's death, the spirits can intersect. "Seems to me," the midwife had warned, "your son is carrying his uncle's spirit, an old soul, sent back here to do some very important work." Mahaley's psychic abilities were accepted by nearly everyone across both Troop and Coweta counties, including the community's most devout churchgoers, who were known to consult the soothsayer. She was well-liked, a woman of good Christian standing. Even the sheriff was not above seeking her guidance on difficult cases. So Velma, already a superstitious soul, had taken Mahaley's warning to heart and was determined to protect her son from any curse that might have cut her brother's life too short. Despite wanting to guard Fred from danger, rotating shifts often kept Velma and Grady working more than 16 hours each day. Even when they were home, they were usually far too exhausted to interact with their young son. So the piano became Fred's closest companion. And while other children tuned their ears to the sounds of bedtime stories and playground chants, music became Fred's native tongue. One day, Fred's little 3-year-old legs dangled from the piano bench as he began to tap the keys. When the insurance collector made his way to the screen door seeking payment, the man was stunned to find such a young child playing "The Old Rugged Cross" without any flaws, not a note missed by the pint-sized preschooler. "How'd he do that?" The man stepped inside, uninvited, his eyes wide as the screen door slammed behind him. All color drained from Velma's face as she protectively pulled her son away from the ivories. Young Fred stretched for the keys again, despite his mother's resistance. She nudged him towards the porch, trying to shoo the collector back outside, too. But the man wanted more. Beads of sweat pearled atop his brow as the heat of the summer beat down on the family's humble home. He bent low towards Fred, stared at the boy's small hands, and then looked him in the eye. "Think you can play Amazing Grace?" The collector began to hum the familiar tune. Fred barely reached to his mother's waist. He lifted his face to her and smiled.